Pearls, Girls and Monty Bodkin by P.G. Wodehouse. Read by Jonathan Sissel. Chapter 1. As always, when the weather was not unusual, the Californian sun shone brightly down on the superb Llewellyn motion picture studio at Llewellyn City. Silence had gripped the great building, except for the footsteps of some supervisor hurrying back to resume his supervising, or the occasional howl from the writer's ghetto, as some author with a headache sought in vain to make sense of the story which had been handed to him for treatment. It was 2:30 of a summer afternoon, and this busy hive of industry generally tended to slacken off at that hour. In the office, bearing on its door the legend, Advisor for Productions, and in smaller letters down in the left-hand corner the name M. Bodkin, Sandy Miller, M. Bodkin's secretary, was waiting for our overlord to return from lunch. Secretaries in Hollywood are either statuesque and haughty, or small, pretty, and vivacious. Sandy belonged to the latter class. But though a cheerful little soul as a general rule, as ready with a laugh as a television studio audience, at that moment she had allowed a frown to mar the smoothness of the alabaster brow which all Hollywood secretaries have to have. She was thinking, as she so often did when in meditative mood, how much she loved M, standing for Monty, Bodkin. It had come on quite suddenly one afternoon when they were sharing a beef stew Betty Davis at the canteen, and had grown steadily through the months, till now the urge to stroke his butter-coloured hair had become almost irresistible. And what was causing her to frown?